am sure that if Rabbi Horowitz would have said some Tehillim, Hashem would have done another nace for him like before.
Yossi, are you sure you have not heard the story before? As Rav Simcha was coming back to tell Rabbi Horowitz the bad news, he saw him swaying back and forth, deep in Kavana, tears in his eyes, saying Tehillim out of his precious Sefer.
Rabbi Horowitz, I am sorry to interrupt you, but I have bad news.
More bad news, Rav Simcha? I don't think I could stand to hear more bad news.
Well then, sit down. We will not be able to continue on our trip. We will have to return to New York City. There is no way to get to Burrabush, Alabama. The train tracks were destroyed by bandits and won't be repaired for another 3 weeks.
3 weeks? That's too long to wait. Yom Tov will be in 2 weeks. But they need us there. We must find a different way to get to our destination.
You stay here. Continue saying Tehillim. I will look around. Maybe someone can tell us another way to get to Burrabush, Alabama. I am sorry, Rabbi Horowitz. There is no one here. This station is deserted. It looks like everyone found a way to go on, except for us.
Are you sure? No one is around. That's impossible.
I looked everywhere. Hey, look, over there. I did not see those two men. One is on the bench, and one is beneath the bench. Let's go ask them. They are our only chance now.
Excuse me, fellows, but do you know how we can get to Burrabush, Alabama?
I think you take the train.
Hey, you foolish monkey, you! The train is broke down! The Shaggy's boys done broke it up again!
Well, then the only way down there is by stagecoach.
Stagecoach?
I said stagecoach. They leave from the morning from McGinty's rest stop at, I think, 6 in the morning. That's what I said.
Oy, that's wonderful. But we need to be in Burrabush in 5 days.
Well, that's time aplenty, because it takes about 3 days by the coach.
Great. Let's go, Reb Shimon.
You don't need to go anywhere. We are the drivers of the stagecoach to Burrabush. Just stay here now, and we'll take you when we pick up the rest of the people.
It's mamish from Hashem.
Unbelievable. Just think. We will be in Burrabush in 3 days, just in time for Slichus.
It's gewaldik, Rav Simcha. Every time we just get what we need, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is surely showing us the way.
Welcome
aboard, folks. Sit back and enjoy the scenery. We'll be in Burrabush, Alabama in 3 days. Unless, of course, something goes wrong. But I wouldn't worry about that. Now, hey, nothing ever goes wrong except for those nasty engines, but they haven't been seen for days.
Well, what about the time the Shaggy's boys robbed the coach? That could happen again.
Now you stop that foolish talk, and you're scaring all the people. Come on, these nice people don't need to hear that. Nothing's gonna happen. Besides, we got us a rabbi on the coach with his right-hand man, Shamos. Right, Rabbi?
Oh, you mean my Shamos Reb Simcha?
That's what I say. Your Shamos, Reb Simcha. Anyway, Rabbi, say a prayer for us and hold on to your hats, because we're on our way. Yeehaw!
Did everything go smoothly from now on? It seems like things are working out well for them.
I'm not going to answer that now. You'll have to wait to hear the rest of the story, but I will give you a hint. Their trip was going to get very exciting very soon.